talk to me again about a book when you have a chip installed in this?" I punctuated my point by pounding my head, which actually quieted the voices. "Are you finished?" my editor asked quietly. "You're the one who's finished." "Did you hurt yourself?" he pressed on. "Do I need to call somebody?" "What are you, a Boy Scout? No, I don't need anybody called." "You insist on pounding your head like that. You're going to do damage. More damage than you've already done, I mean," he added. "Never mind. It's like a pinball machine up there. I'm just whacking it to get it out of the tilt mode." "I have an idea," he said. "An idea? Are you kidding me? Seriously, ideas are the next thing to go. We are moving rapidly into a world of ideacons. They're like those stupid emoticons, only they pretend to express an idea. Just like you don't have to feel the emotion, pretty soon you won't have to be bothered by thinking either." "Ooh, that's good. Save it for the page." "The page? Are you talking about paper? You're killing me here. It's all going to be on a screen." "It's still a book." "What book?" "The one you should write about Christmas."